Well, unaccustomed
Whoa.
As I am to starting on time. No, I'm accustomed to it. My students took them some getting used to it, but we're going to do that. And I have been reflecting back on 21 years ago when, eight or nine of us decided we'd like to have a choir, and the people who were qualified to lead it didn't want to do so. And I said, well, how hard can it be just to be up there in front and, you know, moving your arms in time to music? And turns out there's more to it than that. My graduate work in economics provided little assistance in finding the right kinds of tools to use for this. But I did take an extra area in teaching and learning. And so some of that has occasionally helped me out along the way. But mostly it's been good pianists who have saved me helped me get through this business together. And as I thought about this, that economists or the economics profession is known as somewhat imperious, that is, of saying that they can go pretty much anywhere. So why not music, too? Shortly after I got caught up in this, I found out about the music reading sessions in Kansas City for elementary, secondary teachers and church musicians. And so people would come together from all around the area, and the Thursday night would be for elementary music, and then Friday would be for secondary music, and then Sunday would be for secular, for us that didn't work much. So I went to that meeting in the afternoon, and much of the music I ever found, I got from there, and I also learned how quickly that market responded to the use of the internet and so on, and so I could do lots of things. The first piece that we're going to do is Alleluia for Our Time, and I heard this at one of those meetings, and there was always a person, one or two people there as clinicians. They were invariably people who were themselves writers and arrangers of music, and they led us through the day. We would have about 75 pieces of music to look at to get done with by 3 o'clock in the day, and it was great because these secondary music teachers, I mean, they could read anything, and I could really tell how it was supposed to sound. Greg Gilpin, who is the composer of the final piece on our program, was the clinician. When he introduced this piece, he said, if I had, say, an honors choir in high school, if I was still in that business, first day, I would just give this music to them and see what we have. It has a lot of interesting things in it. I mean, it's mostly in 4/4 time, but there are some measures in 3/4 and a couple in 6/8. There are places where it speeds up and slows down, and the pronunciation of Alleluia. Alleluia is the only word, about 75 times. But there are quite a few different ways to say Alleluia, and we're going to see if we can't find all of those. And then for you, you get a chance to find out just what you have bought when you came here today.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
went to about the second one. Yeah, you can sit down. I'll stand. I went to a reading session, and a man named Brian Bush and I connected during an intermission or break time, and he knew I wasn't a high school music teacher. How he knew, I'm not sure, but he knew that. And he said, "Well, what do you do, and what do you need, and what, and so on." And so I told him a bit about us, and he said, "Okay." And so next week, I got in the mail from him a collection of five or six pieces that fit. His program for Briley Music was to start at the middle grades, low grades, you know, middle school. Singing in unison, and then two-part, then three-part. And by the time they got to senior year, they got to sing Going Over Home, which is a nice collection of two spirituals. Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, and
Wayfaring Stranger.
Yeah, Wayfaring Stranger. That's, I remember it.
I'm going back.
found a number of arrangements of this song from Sweet Charity, and the obvious one to select, there wasn't much difference, was the one that had four-hand piano accompaniment. And since we had four or six hands or eight or how many we wanted, we could do this.
Thank you.
In case you didn't notice, the word religion comes up in that psalm. And so and we're comfortable with that. The next piece, Deep River, is one that by Kansas City musician, Mark Hayes. And but the interesting thing about this is that it went out of print, I have a hypothesis about this. It has a whole lot of nice notes for the altos to sing. And I'm assuming he broke up with an alto and didn't want anybody singing this anymore. But we're going to sing it anyway.
Deep River.
Well, I suppose there are other arrangements of the road not taken someplace, but it's a sacrilege to sing him when we have this one to do by whatever his name is. What's his name? Oh, that's it. That's it. Randall Thompson. Time is drawing nigh. Anyway, this is one of seven pieces in a set called Frostiana, and we have done one other one, but this is the one we like the best.
Thank you.
One thing a new choral director finds is that there are often lots of versions of songs that are well known. And the trick there is to select one that doesn't do too much damage to the original feel of it. I think I found about 20 arrangements of Silent Night, and don't go looking for those arrangements because they will cause you great pain. But I did find one that, you know, is true enough to the original that it works out well. Well, Amazing Grace is another one of those pieces that everybody knows, and there is a certain, you know, expectation when you get it. And I will leave it to you to tell us at the end whether we have taken too many liberties. That, not me. I mean, our arranger, Ed Lojewski. Well, I'll just give you one little clue. First part of it's in 4/4 time, and it takes some getting used to, but that's the way it's written. That's the way we're going to do it. closing piece comes from an Alfred Lord Tennyson poem, The Lotus Eaters. Thanks to my liberal arts education and...
Michael, we thought we'd do this one first.
Oh. Well, let's do that one first. We'll get back to the plan. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I did forget a little piece of this. This is a more modern version of the song that you just heard. It's from the play Big River by Roger Miller. Roger Miller. And it is essentially the same story, but to a little bit different beat. Let me find my way here. Oh, that's right. They reminded me. All right, Alfred Lord Tennyson and the Lotus Eaters. The poem is really about Odysseus, and it's set in roughly 8th century BCE, and he and Odysseus and his men they're just burned out, and they are war-weary and heading home. And they stop at this island, an unknown place, where they kind of collapse on the beach. And it turns out that it's paradise. And the lotus eaters, that lotus is an early version of opioid. And as it goes on and on, the men become less interested in leaving and going home. And now here's the part where my education and a little help from the computer from online helps. About three or four stanzas into a long poem, Tennyson lists this as a choric song, which means, I learned, a Greek. The idea is have a Greek chorus butting in to play the thing. Well, they I'll read you the words to that chorus, and then we'll sing them. There is sweet music here that softer falls than petals from blown roses on the grass, or night dews on still waters between walls of shadowy granite in gleaming pass. Music that gentler on the spirit lies than tired eyelids upon tired eyes. Music that brings sweet sleep down from the blissful skies. Here are cool mosses deep, and through the moss the ivies creep. And in the stream the long-leaved flowers weep, and from the craggy ledge the poppy hangs in sleep. And that eventually, in order to get the man back on the boats, he has to put him in chains, drag him there. They don't want to go home. But the point is, this kind of life is not really very meaningful. You need wars, I guess, for these guys. Okay. Thanks to God.
There is sweet music here.
anybody has ever given me flowers. Potted plants, you know, that would persevere, but flowers, but they're very nice. Thank you.
I'm going to invite everybody to be seated again for just a moment. If you don't know me, I'm Jonalu Johnstone. I'm currently minister here and have had the great pleasure of working with Michael for the last couple of years, but there are people here who have worked with him for much longer, and I want to invite them to say something. Gene.
People have been telling me Michael should get a roast, and I sort of initiated the thought of an award or something that we could scrape something together, and especially if Dick would honor us with some of his verbiage. And I hadn't heard anything about the roast part, so not being one to procrastinate, I went to Dylan's yesterday, and they didn't have any roasts on sale, but they had a buy one, get one on turkey jerky. So not into all the social protocol and everything. I kind of nice. I got a couple, one for him and one for us. So, you know, roasts, and mine are kind of chewy and tough sometimes, so I figured it came out in the wash. So if I haven't heard anything, but I got the roast part covered. If anybody's concerned, when I offered to do a calligraphy and get my rusty arm and hand out, and Dick agreed to put some words together in the lexicographer's kettle, and he was kind enough to ask me about how long he thought it should be, and I said, well, with hand lettering it out, and it's been a while, maybe 25, 40 words would do, you know, I figured Michael deserved at least a 5x7 award. And then I thought, old brother, holy crap, be at least a 6x8, maybe even an 8x10 to get Michael and old father in. So Dick emails me, and I just kind of perused it and came up with like 337 words. even though I thought Michael deserved it, you know, a big 5x7 foot banner or something, it was a little bit of a challenge, but I respect Dick's word use so much that I felt obligated to accommodate everything, and he kind of indicated he didn't really want to cut any of it out, so I got it down to about 30x30. And I had plans for the margin to be a collage of all the songs we did today and bright colors and all that. And about 1:30 in the morning this morning, I ditched that part of it. And then the frame I had ready fell apart. And that's on me, because I've got frames that have been showing artists work all over the country, New York and Portland and et cetera. And then I kind of fell short. Well, Murphy came in on the frame part, but I got one. So there's one spelling mistake, which considering my dyslexia, I felt really fortunate because I got tired of starting over. And about three calligraphy pens in, I just started to go with it. And so the mistake that's in here, I kind of think it's the Zen part of things that stepped in, and it's actually kind of funny, in my opinion. Of course, my gals will tell you not to trust my humor, but anyway, there's one in there, and anybody that finds it can get a Tootsie Pop or something at a later date. And hopefully Michael will appreciate a few of the details that aren't really accurate, but with a little aesthetic license. You know, you got reflective with rubato and feeling here and there and expressively. And I will point out the triple forte on the things. I really think that's appropriate music-wise and visually and just everything about Michael. So anyway, quite a few of the choir and accompanists have snuck in and gotten some of this area filled. And after I realized it was a failure to give up on the collage, I thought, wait a minute, just the director of the choir is a very, very minuscule part of Michael's contribution. The space we're in, the great piano sitting over here, the people in town he's lined up, except for a few of them at the music house were kind of weak. Anyway, hope you don't remember those. But, you know, anybody entertaining a seat in the congregation for most Sundays, a pretty good share. If they're into music or appreciate it, this guy's probably responsible. So I think that's worth an extra round. So, for the ones that came to the food and drink, I'll have this somewhere, either in the pass-through, the kitchen, or in the all-supper room. There's all colors of the rainbows, where I figure hopefully as many of you as possible will show your thanks by signing around in the border. And the more colors and the more signatures, the better. So if I could ask you to wash your hands and dry them first. This size of paper, I couldn't get quite the quality I would have gotten with the smaller papers. So, I mean, talk about being involved with everything and how much we should appreciate it. I can hear Kathleen telling him as he was walking out the door about a month ago, now, don't you go shoveling, because you'll be the early one and there'll still be snow on some of the walks. And there was, and he did. He helped me clear the last of the steps so that everybody could safely get in. And if there's one thing that I think there's a consensus for, at least from coming from the choir, it's that for all his guidance with the choir, he's been worth at least double or triple of what he's been paid. I'll just throw in this because if you care to follow, it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle or whatever. If you care to follow the words, there's a note down here leading you to Appendix A for alto, and that's at the that actually starts at the top, and then S for soprano is this area, and T over here. Of course, you know, tenors has to be an uphill battle. These tenors, that's just tough if you know what I'm saying. And then, of course, the basses are here, and that's all downhill, especially when I'm standing by Larry and Dick. So I'm the rookie. The reason I'm here, in fact, is I was doing a finished job for Kathleen and Michael in their basement. And Kathleen was listening to my music, kind of eclectic. There'd be Ray Charles and then Duke Ellington and then Limp Bizkit or, you know, whatever. And so she kind of noted my music and that a guy she knew was the director of a choir. And I'd actually, with my daughter, been looking for a congregation to hone my social skills and friendships and all that. And so the reason I'm still here is that Michael doesn't require an audition to sing up here. But one last thing, Dick's going to share, because I think it's pretty awesome, his contribution. The one thing I added that isn't his words is, thanks for helping us raise our voices to the universe. Thank you. And now it's Dick. First,
okay,
and then soprano, and then tenor, and then
okay. Michael, you have piloted our choir with grace, skill, and dedication. Your leadership has been an enduring source of inspiration, joy, and purpose that has graced our lives, enriched the greater fellowship. You have guided us gently and firmly with an upbeat wit, a humorous touch. And now I'm lost. Oh, with a web of connections to the greater world of music, you are always discovering lovingly and challenging new vocal works, always thoroughly prepared, always attentive to the trickiest musical snags and dilemmas. You have created a musical haven, a joyful sanctuary where friends collaborate on a worthy venture, where a gloomy disposition is impossible to maintain, and where our fondest reward is to move you to goosebumps. You have been our stout-hearted sorcerer, conjuring sweet harmony from harsh jangle, celebrating our accomplishments, sympathizing with our shortcomings, patient with our discordances, indulgent of our raucous kvetching, ever nudging us toward our better selves. You have tamed and tuned a rebellious and disorderly catherd of dissonant dissidents and molded us into a disciplined and well-tempered musical menagerie. We know that you will forever accompany us on a musical adventure, always wearing that familiar, puckish, confident, optimistic smile. You have made our hearts sing.
Not speechless. That's not a natural thing for me, but I did want to thank again so many of the people, the musicians who helped us, these people who have come to rehearse and learn the music and make me look better than I am, and I appreciate that. But I also want to note that some people are here because they didn't have a choice. And that's my family, and they're down here in the front, and I owe them for coming here and for lots else, and we won't go into that here, but I am really honored that you decided to come, and all of the rest, and I hope you'll have a cookie and a little bit of something, whatever it is out there. And I want to tell the choir something. This is not my last time.
We know that.
Yeah.
Good.
We're gonna sing whatever his name is. Leonard Cohen said, "Hallelujah," 2 weeks from tomorrow. And what I want you to do before you leave is, in the big box, put your current music. And then grab your folder for the next round. Okay. Thanks again.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks again.